Lord Jesus, we welcome you into our midst.
主耶稣，我们欢迎你来到我们中间。
We are so eager to learn more about you.
我们是这样的渴望更多的认识你。
We thank you that you are here already.
我们谢谢你，你已经在这里。
We ask you to walk among us.
我们请求你在我们中间行走。
Even though we are in different places, different countries,
虽然我们身在不同的地方，不同的国家。
we pray that you will touch every heart with your wonderful presence.
我们恳求你用奇妙的同在来充满每一颗心。
We desire nothing more than you take charge.
主，我们就是渴望你来掌权，而不是别的。
And we all gather around your feet.
我们都聚集在你的脚前。
Meet everyone, Jesus, by your great, glorious presence.
主啊，求你用你那极大的荣耀的同在来遇见每一个人。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So good to have you with us.
跟你们在一起真好。
And Sister Alice has prepared a song of victory for us.
圣秋姐妹为我们预备了一首关于得胜的诗歌。
Faith is the victory.
信心就是得胜。
Sister Alice.
Oh, hallelujah. 赞美神，赞美神。
Amen.
信心就是得胜。而大地将在我们的脚下震动，回荡着我们的呐喊呐、啊！当我们这样宣告的时候，我们就可以从主那里得着一切的丰盛，甚至神也帮助我们胜过这一切。我们感谢神，我们一起来唱这一首歌，赞美他，赞美他，用信心来唱，赞美主。泪高筑国民深深，信徒勃然心情。莫待黄昏日落天恩，晨朝已顾破顶。奋勇向前，抵挡群敌，献出神赐能力。我只靠信心必得胜，信心可胜世界，信心就是得胜，信心就是得胜。哦，荣耀的得胜，信心胜过世界。主以仁爱为我坚起，圣言为我保健。昔日神徒都因相信，高唱得胜凯歌。勇猛好像旋风腾青，吉祥战场之去。靠此信心得胜死权，我可安然无虑。信心就是得胜，信心就是得胜。哦，荣耀的得胜，信心胜过世界。四周都有仇敌围住，预备向我攻击。不要安居在帐篷里，引导征战之群。救恩头盔保我无虑，要素正道不虚。地震山摇地惊惧，欢呼声回响应。信 就是得胜。星星闪过世间，得胜仇敌的众生徒，将传身皆白衣。天师面前尽都知名，天君去来欢迎。努力行走光明之路，如火眺望在心。得胜说哟嘿，耶稣生命，星星就是得胜，星星就是得胜。星星闪过世间，星星就是得胜，星星就是得胜。星星闪过世间，星星就是得胜，星星就是得胜。星星闪过世间。哦，主啊，我们感谢赞美你，赞美你，就像这个歌词所唱的，哦，得胜所有黑暗魔君，乃是全靠耶稣的圣名，耶稣的名为至大，耶稣的名胜过一切。是的，主啊，我们就是相信，哦，主啊，你能够为我们成就一切，哦的大事，主啊，我们就是要单单来信靠你。单单来依靠你，哈利路亚！是的，主啊，哦，再一次来提升我们，使我们哦下垂的手能够再一次的举起，发酸的腿也能够再一次的哦提起力量来。主，我们赞美你，赞美你，没有什么能够与你相比，唯有你，唯有你是我们的一切，一切也在你的里头。赞美耶稣，赞美神，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
荣耀归给神。
We had a most wonderful time at Pilgrim Camp for our conference.
我们今年在营地有这样奇妙的时间，我们的特会。
But today in life sharing, we want more.
但是在我们的今天的交流会里，我们要得着更多。
Isn't it wonderful? Jesus has more for us.
这是多么的美好！耶稣为我们预备了更多。
His mercies are new every morning.
他的怜悯每早晨都是新的。
So, what the Lord put on our heart is that we'd have some testimonies, at least one in particular. Our dear Mercy Tong is going to share. How the Lord blessed her.
所以主感动我们，今天我们要有更多的见证分享，尤其是我们的同工、同志、想姐妹，她要跟我们分享神怎样的祝福了她。
I wish we had time for all the coordinators to tell how blessed they were.
我盼望我们有时间让所有的童工都来分享见证。
But now, Sister Mercy is going to share.
但首先请慈祥姐妹来分享。
感谢主，这一次，有机会去营地，因为我也去营地去了好多次，好多次了，但这一次没有什么服侍，就可以很专心的参加聚会。营地结束后一直到现在，有一句话一直在我里面，可以表达这一次我里面的领受。就是在希伯来书12章22节，希伯来书12章22节，这里说到，你们却是来到锡安山和永活的神的城，就是天上的耶路撒冷，在那里有千万的天使聚集，有名字登记在天上众长子的教会，有审判众人的神。有被成全的义人的灵魂，有新约的中保耶稣，还有他所洒的血。我觉得这一段经文就非常能够描述在营地一直到现在我里面的感受。我们真的是来到锡安山，永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷，那里有千万的天使。我觉得我就是好像。到一个充满神同在的地方，这个神的同在，是因为在这70年营地70年，有这么多的属灵的追求的弟兄姐妹在那里，所以神的同在就很深深的设立在那里了，就是有名录的天上诸长子知会所共聚的总会。是大家聚在一起的地方，在我们当中有审判众人的神，耶稣在我们当中，还有被成全之人一人的灵魂。因为看到一个地方有这么在70年，因为这是营地70年，这些他的仆人使女很多都已经到主那里，但是。神借着这些仆人使女带出来的保留的属灵的资产，还有圣灵的工作，是极其深的，是在我的心里面是很深的。之前周牧师在的时候，我们也在那边很多年举办了特会，所以那边就是我一进到那里，我就知道主在。是主在我的里面的那个显明，是清楚、明白，而且很有确信的。然后当我们在一起时，而且这一次也很特别，有我们自己的老师们在，还有就是LGW教会一些牧者同工们在，他们陆陆续续的来，然后弟兄姐妹付了很多的代价到这里。就可以，因为主知道我们多么愿意，所以当我们在一起的时候，在敬拜他，就是敬拜他，不是为了敬拜而敬拜，是因为主在那里就会想要敬拜他，然后圣灵在心中就会带我来敬拜他，带我们来敬拜他。我说好的啊，主啊，你就是太值得我来敬拜了，所以真的就是全心的敬拜。而且这个全新的敬拜，是把我自己的里面的意念、想法、计划、期待，都把它带到神的面前的敬拜，不是只是哦，好像以前常常会在情感里面很爱他，但是我觉得这次的爱，圣灵的爱又更深，是让我自己的心要献给他，然后在这当中。然后还有 Brother Ernie，他就分享了伊丽莎伊利亚。当他分享完之后，我回来常常会去看伊丽莎伊利亚之间的 还有他们去了吉甲、耶利哥、伯特利，好像这个他们彼此之间的关系，圣灵所做的关系，也在我里面很深刻。就是我觉得特别被鼓励说，你要来好好的，我要来好好的跟随，而且要紧紧的跟随，要留心的跟随。这个留心，就是留心，把自己的心停留在主的面前，这样的跟随，把自己的想法、计划、期待，那一切都留在主的脚前。所以，在这过程当中以后，就会因为当我这样的留心时，就好像可以经历到那个被对付十字架。的那个十字架的工作，就是在吉甲的工作，在伯特利，弟兄姐妹，我们在一起在身体里面互相交流那生命的工作，然后还有在耶利哥里面那个顺服的心，一直顺服，一直愿意低下来，愿意顺服的工作。我觉得这个都是圣灵很美的工作，这是耶稣他自己，这就是耶稣的心。哦，这一次我也特别感受到主耶稣的宝血的宝贵，因为他的宝血里面的生命的大能，不断的在洁净，在炼净，所以我觉得这次的特别是敬拜赞美的时候，就是愿意把自己的心都交给他，让他来制作，让他来做，让他来完成，在敬拜里面。让他来完成那个割礼的工作，十字架的工作，让他把顺服的心制作出来。所以我也慢慢体会到，哦，什么叫做在真实里面敬拜他，是我那个真实也不仅是我爱他，而且是他把我里面的一些很多的情况，因为他比我更了解我，耶稣最了解我的状况。我说出来的，说不出来的，我愿意的，不愿意的，他都在制作，然后也看，似乎好像也感受到，哇，那个跟一群圣徒在一起，我说在一起的，有时候我好像也形容不出来，就在一起的那样子的，对神的渴慕，就心里面不断的渴慕他，渴慕他，要他。然后对他的所要圣灵在里面所要做的工作，还有他所成就的，会赞叹他，会赞美他。所以一直到现在，我觉得这些信息好像在我心里面非常的，他越来越成为实际，在我生活当中，使得我生活里面可以时时刻刻的敬拜他。这个敬拜是。愿意将自己献上当做活祭，在灵，这是在属灵上的敬拜，就是很多生活层面都可以让我来敬拜他，就一直献上，一直献给他，他就一直在更新，一直在制作，一直在倒空，然后就会越来越看到他。哦，我说主啊，感谢你让我能够经历到这一次，我觉得以丽莎跟以利亚他们彼此之间的那样的关系。那是圣灵做的，那是圣灵的吸引，那是圣灵也在表达一个我自己跟主之间，我有没有留心？哦，我知道主的圣灵引导，我有没有把我自己的心思意念都愿意归给他，让他来烧，然后让他来炼净，然后在这当中也有。我们老师们，郭牧师，还有林牧师、凤年牧师都有分享。当大家讲完以后，哎，我里面就觉得很喜乐，因为我说主耶稣，你给我们的什么是这么大、这么丰盛？每一个老师都有不同的执事显明出来，我就看到像利居屋教会这些牧者，他们这样的跟随。然后老师们这样的跟随，就跟随主，就我们真的是越来越在这个天上的耶路撒冷， 越来越进入了，越来越有那实际，所以越发的让我觉得，主啊，真的我要常常的留心，留心不要错过你让我在吉甲的时候的工作，在耶利哥的工作，在伯特利的工作，因为那些工作就是在这个这些工作就是很真实的，就是主他是主要在我里面做的，也要在大家这个追求的弟兄姐妹里面做的，就我一定要留心，我一定要跟你跟得紧，不要错过这一些，因为我常常会有的时候会心里面一大意或想别的，就会错过了这些，或是往外去找，而不是往里面去寻求。而且这一次也很特别，我跟玛莎住在同一个房间。哎，这个让我觉得也是很摸到我，就是我看我跟玛莎住在同一个房间，因为我们生活在一起，哎，我就看到一个付出的人，舍己的人，你跟他生活在一起，他都愿意舍己。比如说，他常常会帮我做好多，比如说行李箱要怎么样，吹风机要看到我缺什么，他就拿给我什么。你知道我看到那个主耶稣啊，他是怎么样服侍人的？那当然，因为马上年纪大了嘛，有一些体力活，我大概只能做一点体力活，需要帮助。可是我感受到的就是，哇，跟这很自然，就是他跟他生活在一起很轻松，很自然。然后他也会分享一些，就是不是说好像跟一个属灵的人在一起，哇，那个很大的压力。不是，这次我跟老师们、跟凤年牧师啊、郭牧师、林牧师大家在一起，就是极其的自然，非常的自然，非常的轻松。连 Brother Ernie 也是，我觉得他也是一个，还非常。非常轻，就是非常自然的人。然后在生活当中，你跟老师们在一起，没有什么，好像次序阶级都没有，就是一个很自然的、很温柔的，大家这样相处在一起。哦，原来属灵的人是极其自然的，这一点也让我蛮能够体会到的，所以很高兴。好，感谢主，我就分享到这里。
Thank you, Mercy.
谢谢慈祥。
It was a blessing to have Mercy helping me throughout the camp meetings.
在特会的时候，慈祥姐妹帮助我，很大的祝福了我。
She'd be up at the crack of dawn and she'd be working till late at night.
她每天早晨黎明就起来，一直工作到很晚。
But because of being in the presence of the Lord in meetings, she was always cheerful.
但因为在聚会里一直停留在神的同在里，所以他一直很喜乐，
And always cooperative.
总是很合作。
That's not easy. I know she loved to be with her friends.
这是不容易的，因为我知道他愿意跟朋友们在一起。
But she took very special help to take care of me.
但是他特别的帮助我，来照顾我，
Without any complaint.
没有任何的抱怨。
Oh, it's amazing what Jesus does when he visits us.
哦，当主耶稣临到我们的时候，他做的是多么的奇妙。
He sets us free from our own desires, our own wills.
他释放我们，脱离我们自己的愿望，自己的意志。
And we just serve each other like we're serving him.
我们就是彼此服侍，就像我们在服侍主一样。
So I thank her for sharing today.
所以我谢谢今天他的分享。
Now we're waiting for our special guest. We've given time to Brother Ernie, and we're so glad he's willing to come and join us. Brother Ernie.
现在我们把时间交给我们的特别嘉宾，Ernie 弟
哦，
兄，我们很高兴他来到我
赞
们的
美
聚会
主。
中间。
Thank you so much. Good morning or good evening or wherever you are, I don't know. But I'm sure
谢谢。
that I'm sorry.
早安或者晚安，不管你在哪里，就是给你们来问候。
This is certainly a little bit different than all being together at Pilgrim Camp.
这在聚会，在线上聚会，当然跟在营地我们一起聚会非常的不一样。
I liked it better at Pilgrim Camp.
我更喜欢在营地跟大家见面。
But the Lord knows, and the Lord is with us, and we're thankful for what He continues to do in our lives.
但是主知道这一切，而且他在祝福我们，我们感谢他继续的在我们的生命中工作。
Sister Martha asked if I would give a testimony this morning.
玛莎姐妹让我今天早晨给大家一个见证。
And then she followed that up and told me a little more than a testimony this morning.
然后今天早晨呢，他又跟我讲了更多关于这个见证的内容。
But I'm thankful for what the Lord does for us through praise.
但是我感谢神，他所做的一切，借着我们的赞美。
There are a lot of victories that are won in our lives, as Sister Grace sang, by faith.
当我们在生命中，我们借着赞美，神为我们做了很多，正像刚才圣秋姐妹所分享的，是借着我们的信心。
There are many times in our lives where we praise the Lord by faith.
很多的时候，我们是凭信心向神赞美。
We don't see the answer yet,
我们还没有看见答案，
but we know that He's in control.
但我们知道他在掌权。
We know that He's above it all.
我们知道他在一切之上。
And so we acknowledge Him by prayer and by faith and by praise.
所以我们借着祷告，借着信心，借着赞美来承认他的主权。
And God answers our prayers.
神就回应我们的祷告。
But God also answers our praise.
神也回应我们的赞美。
There have been times in my life when it's been difficult to pray.
在我的生命中，曾经有一段时间很难祷告。
But I'm thankful for that weapon of praise.
但我感谢神为着赞美的兵器。
Paul said the weapons that God has given to us, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God.
保罗说，神所赐给我们的兵器不是属血气的，乃是在神的面前有大能。
And praise is not just simply saying words out loud or making noise.
赞美并不是就是大声地说一些话或者发出一些声响。
But God gives praise.
但是是神赐给我们赞美。
Praise in the Holy Ghost, inspired by Him.
是在圣灵里的赞美，是由他感动而发出的。
And that's the praise that brings the victory.
是这样的赞美可以带来得胜。
It did back in the days in the Old Testament and in the New Testament.
在旧约圣经，在新约圣经里都有这样赞美的例子。
And that's still the victory today.
他今天仍然带给我们得胜。
The last verse in the 50th Psalm.
在诗篇五十篇的最后一节。
It says, Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and that is the way I show them my salvation.
凡以感谢赞美献上为祭的，就是荣耀我。这是我赐给他们救恩的方式。
It says we offer to the Lord thank offerings or praise.
我们以感恩和赞美为祭献给神。
That's the way he then comes to us and manifests his salvation.
这就是他临到我们的方式，把救恩显明给我们。
The praise is like an open door.
赞美就好像一道敞开的门。
We want the victory.
我们赢得得胜。
And the way to victory is through praise.
而赢得得胜的方式是借着赞美。
That is the way, the Lord says, I show my salvation or my deliverance.
主耶稣说他，主耶和华说，他就是借着赞美这样的方式，把他的救恩向我们显明。
It was very easy to praise the Lord at Pilgrim Camp.
在纽约的营地来赞美神是非常容易的。
I'd walk into the meetings and we'd look to Jesus and get in touch with Him.
当我们来到聚会中，我们仰望耶稣，我们就跟他接触。
We'd sing a song or worship Him by song.
我们就唱诗歌，我们就借着诗歌来敬拜他。
And then He would come.
He 就会临到我们。
He would come and manifest himself, and many times through praise.
他就来向我们彰显他自己，很多的时候是借着赞美。
As we opened up our hearts and our mouths to him in praise, God came and manifested himself and won victories and showed his salvation.
当我们敞开我们的心来赞美他的时候，神就来向我们显明他的救恩，向我们彰显他的同在。
Things were done in my soul that maybe I still don't realize.
他在我们灵魂里所做的工作，有的时候也许我们还没有意识到。
Some of the victories are evident right away.
有的时候，这样的得胜立即就会显明出来。
And perhaps there are those victories that maybe we'll never know, but God does an inner work in us.
但是也有一些得胜，可能我们永远并不明白，但是神是在我们的里面做了这样的工
To
作，
free us or to establish us.
来释放我们的自由，来建造我们。
And so I'm thankful for this weapon of praise.
所以我感谢神赐给我们赞美的兵器。
But now here I am back home, all by myself.
但现在我回家里了，就我一个人。
I don't have any of you to encourage me or help me.
你们没有在我的身边来鼓励我，来帮助我。
So what am I going to do? Stop praising?
所以我该做什么呢？难道我停止赞美吗？
No, I have to keep on.
不，我必须要继续。
And that's a discipline.
这是一个训练。
David said, I will bless the Lord at all times.
大卫说：“我要时时称赞耶和华。
Oh, but sometimes I don't feel like it.
”但有的时候我不想要这样做。
Sometimes I got problems and needs or difficulties.
有的时候我有问题，我有需要，我有困难。
Well, that's just the time I need to praise the Lord.
但正是这样的时候，我需要来赞美神。
I need to look to him in faith and praise him.
我需要用信心来仰望他，来赞美他。
There are so many helps that we have had in our lives.
在我们的生命中，我们得到了很多的帮助。
One of them is through these others that we've already heard about in the testimony, people that have gone on before us.
其中一些呢，是我们刚才在见证里所听到的，就是在走在我们前面的圣徒们。
Many of you are probably familiar with Sister Martha Robinson.
你们很多人可能很熟悉罗炳森师母。
Maybe you've read her book. I think it's in Chinese.
我想你们也读到了他的传记，应该是中文的。
And in that book, you'll find a little article or a little word that she spoke.
在他的那本书里有一段他所说的话。
It's been lifted out of that book and it's been put into a little card like this.
他是在这本书里单独的列出来，有这样的一张卡片。
And the copy that I have on the other side, it's in Chinese.
我有这样的一个卡片，另外一边呢是中文的。
So maybe if I hold it here close enough, you could all read it and I don't have to quote it, but I'm going to read some of it to you.
所以我可以在这里来读一下，也许你们能够听到。
Sister Robinson said that we need to aim to praise the Lord at all times.
罗炳森师母说：“我们要立志时时赞美神。
Now, the Apostle Paul said that long before Sister Robinson ever said it, but she quoted him and she said, We need to aim to praise the Lord at all times.
”所以是罗炳森师母，他引用了圣经里的话，但是他是说：“我们要立志时时赞美神。
And then she said this, Over all your mistakes and over all others' mistakes,
他说要超越你一切的过错，超越别人一切的过错。
Over all disappointments and people's blunders.
要超越你一切的失望和别人所犯的鲁莽的错误。
As the feeling of disappointment comes upon you, you should be watchful at once.
当失意的感觉临到你的时候，你要小心，立刻来制止它。
You need to rise up against it.
你要起来制止它。
Keep clear of it.
远离它。
Stop it.
制止它。
Commit it to the Lord.
把它交给主。
Think away from it.
不要去看它。
Speak happily.
要快快乐乐地说话。
Never mind what happens, rest and let it be in God's hands.
一点都不介意发生了什么，安息下来，把它交在主的手中。
Large troubles, small troubles.
大的难处，小的难处，
Big disappointments or small ones?
大的失望，痛切的失望和轻微的失意，
Keep in praise and faith always.
要一直保持你的赞美和信心。
And look away from it and to your and from and look away from yourself to Jesus.
不要看他，也不要看你自己，单单的仰望耶稣。
Now that's easy for her to say, but that's hard.
对他来说，说起来很容易，但做起来并不容易。
Maybe since you've come home, you've had some disappointments.
也许你回到家里就有一些让你失望的事发生。
Maybe you've had some trials, and maybe you're going through a hard trial right now.
也许你就经历了一些试炼，甚至现在你正在试炼当中。
There are many things we're supposed to do, but one of them for sure is to praise the Lord.
我们有很多的事情应该去做，但是其中有一件肯定要去做的，就是来赞美神。
The Bible doesn't say if you feel like it, it says praise the Lord at all times.
圣经并没有说你感到想要赞美的时候才赞美，而是他的命令就是要来赞美神。
And I'm still practicing.
我仍然在操练。
But I'm learning, I trust, by the grace of God, more and more to fulfill.
但我相信，借着神的恩典，我会更多、更多的来完成这个工作。
David got into a situation when he came back from one of his battles in Ziklag.
大卫他在他的基伊拉的征战回到家里的时候，
He had been out with his men and they had been fighting.
他跟他的同伴一起在征战。
And when they came back to their hometown, their city of Ziklag, he looked off and saw in the distance smoke arising.
他回到他们的家里面，在喜格拉的地方，远远的发现那里有烟冒出来。
He knew that wasn't good.
他知道这不是好事。
Imagine coming back to your house and finding smoke coming out of the basement window or something.
你想象一下，你回到家里，看到你地下室里冒烟了。
He recognized that the people that he had left behind, all the men's wives and all the men's children, they were all captive and taken away.
他才意识到，他们家里面这些所有的妇女孩子都被人掳去了，
The possessions that weren't stolen were burned up.
他们的财产要不然就被偷走了，或者是被火烧了，
The city was gone. His family was gone.
他的城市被焚毁，他的家人被掳去。
It says in that chapter in 2 Samuel that they wept until they had no more strength anymore to weep.
所以在撒母耳记下那一章里，他说大卫就这样的哭泣。到了一个地步，没有力气。
Sister Robin said, big disappointments, big trials. That was a big one.
这就是罗宾森师母所提到的大的试炼、大的失望，这是一个很大的试炼。
David had a choice to make now.
大卫现在需要做一个选择。
The easy choice would be to go into a despair and despond and feel terrible.
很容易的一个选择就是，他可以继续的沉在失望、绝望、下沉的里面。
But what it says in the Bible is, but David strengthened himself in God.
但是圣经里说，大卫他在神面前坚定他的心志。
It doesn't go into detail as about what that might mean or include.
他并没有详细的描述这到底意味着什么，或者他到底做了什么。
But if you know anything about David, you know that he liked to sing.
但是如果你了解大卫的话，你知道
He
他喜欢唱诗，
liked to praise the Lord.
他喜欢赞美神。
I don't know if he had a harp left anymore. They may have stolen it or burned it up, but he still had a voice.
我们不知道他还留下了什么，因为很多的财产都被焚毁了，但他仍然有一个赞美的声音。
And I'm pretty sure that one of the ways that he strengthened himself in God was to praise the Lord at all times.
我相信他得到帮助、得到鼓励的方式之一，就是在实时的用他的声音来唱诗赞美神。
He didn't praise the Lord because his wife and his kids were gone.
他赞美神，并不是因为他的妻子儿女被人掳去。
He didn't praise the Lord because the city was all burned up with fire.
他赞美神，并不是因为他的城市被火焚毁。
He didn't praise the Lord because all the other men were mad at him and thinking that he was responsible for this.
他赞美神也并不是因为他的同伴们都向他发怒，觉得这都是他的错。
But he praised the Lord because no matter what, God was in control.
他赞美神，是因为他知道无论如何，神都在掌权。
And David needed strength from God.
而大卫需要从神得到力量。
And the way that God shows his salvation is as we offer thank offerings.
而神把他的救恩向我们显明的方式，就是我们以感恩为祭献给他。
So David didn't offer complaints or a grumble or murmur.
所以大卫没有献上抱怨、发牢骚的祭。
He learned a very difficult lesson that we all need to learn, and that is to praise the Lord at all times.
所以他学会了这样一个比较难的功课，也是我们所有人都要学的，就是要时时称颂耶和华。
As he praised the Lord, and I won't go through the whole story, but you can read it. As he praised the Lord, God gave help, and God answered, and God gave direction, and God gave wisdom, and the outcome was better than it was at the beginning.
所以这个故事，如果你读的话，你就会知道，因着他赞美神，神就赐下帮助，赐下指示，赐下祝福，所以他的故事的结局比开始要好得多。
Now, here's the way Sister Robinson put it. This is the second paragraph in this little pamphlet.
所以罗炳森师母在这段赞美的话的第二段说。
She goes on to say, You do not know what would happen to you if you would, from day to day, hour to hour, moment to moment, praise the Lord.
他说：“如果你天天赞美神，时时赞美神，你将不知道你的生命中会发生多大的事。
If you did, you would always see him.
你必常常的看见他，
There would come into your being a marvelous change.
在你生命里必产生一个奇妙的大改变。
His desires instead of the desires of the natural man.
他的愿望要代替你天然人的愿望。”
Reveling in his presence.
在他的面前狂喜，
Blessing and praising and magnifying his holy name.
你要来赞美他，称颂他奇妙的圣名。
These are the ones who are overcoming and who are conquering.
这样的人就是在那得胜者的行列。
And that's what David learned.
这就是大卫所学的功课。
He became one of the ones that was overcoming and conquering, but he opened up the door to the salvation of God through praise.
他成为了那得胜者之一，他也打开了这个神降下救恩的门，以至于神可以来拯救他。
Now, if we were at camp right now, I would start singing the song that's in that White Pilgrim Camp book.
如果我们现在身在营地的话，我就会想要唱那首诗歌，在我们营地的白色诗歌本里。
Might be in the Chinese book too, but I would never know.
我不知道是不是也在你们中文的诗歌本里。
But the songwriter says, A life of overcoming, a life of ceaseless praise.
那个诗歌的作者说：“这是一个得胜的生命，是一个不断赞美的生命。
Those two things go together.
”这两件事是在一起的。
A life of overcoming and a life of ceaseless praise.
一个得胜的生命就是一个不断赞美的生命。
And then the songwriter says, Be this thy blessed portion throughout the coming days.
诗歌作者说：“但愿这成为你的福分，在未来的日子里。”
In times of sickness,
在疾病的时候，
in times of sorrow,
在哀伤的时候，
In times of financial or emotional need,
在经济困难或者情绪有问题的时候，
it's always right to praise the Lord.
赞美神总是合宜的。
I know it doesn't always make sense.
我知道并不是总是感觉是合理的，
It's contrary to the natural way.
这跟我们天然人的反应是相反的。
But it's God's way.
但这就是神的方式。
And back to Psalm 50, that's the way that God shows to us his salvation.
在诗篇50篇里说，这就是神向我们显明他救恩的道路和方式。
I've had to learn that in my life.
我自己的生命中也要学这样的功课。
And I haven't always done very well.
我并没有总是做得很好。
There are times that I grumbled.
我也有抱怨的时候。
I need to learn to stop grumbling.
我需要学习停止抱怨。
I need to learn, as Paul writes, to do everything without murmuring or complaining.
我需要学习像保罗说的，做每一件事都是，凡事都不发怨言，不起
But
争论。
it's only natural or normal to murmur or complain.
而我们发怨言、争论是非常自然的一个反
But
应。
I'm not natural or normal. I want to be supernatural and I want to do what God wants me to do.
但我不愿意做天然人，做普通人，因为我要做神让我做的，我是超自然的。
And so I want to learn to praise the Lord at all times.
所以我要学习在每一件事上时时赞美神。
And the Lord probably with you too, but He gives you opportunity.
神也许也与你同在，他也会给你机会。
It permits and allows things in your life that you don't like. They're not pleasant.
他要许可一些事发生在你的生命中，是你不喜欢的。
It's only a test.
这就是一个试
He
验。
only wants to purify and make you better.
他就是要来炼净你，使你变得更好。
He wants you to learn His ways.
他要让你学习他的法则。
You know, in Luke's gospel, we had it in our Bible study on Wednesday night. Jesus came marching into the city of Jerusalem triumphantly.
在我们的路加福音19章，我们上个礼拜三的查经里提到，主耶稣他得胜的进入圣城，进入新耶路撒冷，新
Now,
耶路撒冷。
that was a time for loud praise to be offered.
在那个时刻，很大的赞美的声音来献给他。
And the people all offered their loud praise.
人们都大声的赞美他，称颂他。
But the religious people, the Pharisees, they didn't like it.
但是那些宗教人士、法利赛人，他们不喜
And they
欢。
said to the disciples, and they said to Jesus, why don't you quiet everybody down? They're a little too loud.
他们就跟门徒和耶稣说："你们为什么不制止他们呢？他们的声音太大
Remember what Jesus said, if they would be quiet, the rocks would cry out.
”记得耶稣怎么说吗？他说："如果不让他们赞美，连石头都会跳起来赞美。"
I never really thought of that too much before, but I wondered what that really means.
我从来没有好好的思想这些经文，但是我想知道它到底意味着什么。
Would the rocks really on the side of the road all of a sudden begin to somehow or other cry out and shout?
难道路边的石头真的会突然跳起来，来大声赞美神吗？
I don't know, I'm not sure.
我不确定。
But I know what Jesus was saying.
但我知道耶稣说的是什么。
He was saying it's right for these people to praise me.
他的意思是，这些人来大声赞美我
I
是
want
对
them
的，
to. I'm looking for it.
我要他们来赞美，我盼望他们来赞美。
But not only in the good times, but also in the bad times and in the hard times.
但不单是在高兴的时候，而且是在艰难的时候，在不容易的时候。
I could think of several times in my life that stand out.
我就想起我生命中有好几次。
Well, I needed to praise the Lord when I didn't feel like it.
当时我需要来赞美神，但是我并不想赞美神。
At times when there was sickness in our family.
当我们家里有人生病的时候，
There was one time when, about 10, 12 years ago, maybe more now, we were going through a building renovation at our church.
还有大概10到12年前，我们的教会正在修复我们的教堂。
And the contractor had demolished and excavated, and there was no more old building at all.
我们的施工的团队已经把旧的建筑物完全的清空了，然后搞毁掉了。
Where the sanctuary would be was just a big hole in the ground.
我们就是空空的，连我们的圣所、我们的会堂全都没有了，所以就是一片空地。
It was just a smaller side room that remained.
旁边留了一个非常小的房间。
We tried to fit in there and have services in that area.
我们就尝试着在那个小的地方来聚
And
会。
it was right about that time that we had discovered that the contractor we had hired really didn't know what he was doing.
就在那个时候，我们发现我们所雇的那个施工的团队，他们做的真的是不好。
Now that was a little unsettling to me.
这个让我有点不安。
We had no church building.
我们不再有教堂。
We had people, but we had no place to meet.
我们有一群人，但是我们没有聚会的地方。
The old building was completely gone, destroyed.
我们旧的教堂已经完全的被拆毁了。
The contractor had taken all the money that we had.
而那个施工的团队把我们的钱全都拿走了。
So, we really didn't have the money to hire a new contractor, but we couldn't keep the old contractor, so we fired him.
但是我们也没有钱来雇新的团队、新的施工队，而旧的施工的团队，我们就把他们解雇了。
And I remember one weekday morning, I came to the old little church building that was still standing.
我记得有一个主日的早晨，我来到了那个旧的教堂的建筑物那里。
I looked out into where the building should have been built and wasn't.
我看着那个空地，在那里本来应该建立起一个新的教堂，可是却没有。
I remember thinking to myself, it's over.
我记得我对我自己说，全都完了。
It's gone. The building's gone. We got nothing to build a new building with, if I even could.
因为我们原来的教堂已经被拆毁了，我们也没有办法建新的教堂。
I felt as if there was no hope.
我感觉到好像没有盼望了。
I was still alive,
我还活着，
but I felt so despaired and despondent.
但是我感觉到绝望，非常的绝望。
I guess looking at the big hole in the ground didn't help.
我看着地上有一个大的洞，这一点都没有帮助。
And I stayed that way for, I don't know, an hour or so.
我就在这样的状况里停留了大概1个多小时。
And then I thought, well, this isn't any good for me.
但是我说这样对我没有帮助啊。
Maybe David felt that way when he wrote, Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me?
所以，也许这也是大卫的心境。当他说："我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦
David said, Put your hope in God.
”大卫说："当仰望
Oh, he doesn't care about buildings and holes in the ground.
,他不在乎我们的教堂建筑物，他不在乎地上有一个大的洞。
Oh, yes, he does.
或者说，也许他真的在乎，
He cares about everything.
他在乎所有的一切。
You're his child.
你是他的孩子，
He paid for you and bought you with his precious blood.
他用他的宝血买赎了你，救
You're
赎了你，
precious to him.
你对他来说是宝贵的，
If one hair of your head falls out, he knows.
就连你的一根头发掉下来，他都知道。
The Lord began to speak to me and said, Don't you think I can take care of you?
所以主就对我说话，难道你不知道我可以照顾你吗？
Don't you think I can carry you through this and make a way where there doesn't seem to be a way?
难道你不相信我可以带你走出来，在没有的路的地方开路吗？
What do I need to do though?
那我需要做什么呢？
What's my next move?
我下一个动作该是什么呢？
I went back into that little section of the building and I began to walk around and just praise the Lord.
所以我回到那个小小的建筑物旁边，我就开始来赞美神。
Not because of what I had or what I didn't have, but because he's in charge and he's still God.
不是因为我有什么或者我没有什么，而是因为他在掌权，他是神，
And he knows the way that I take.
他知道我要选择的道路。
I can make this a long story, but I won't. But God answered praise.
我可以很详细的讲这个故事，但是我不需要神垂听，神回应我们的赞美。
And God answered prayer.
神也回应我们的祷告。
And he did miracles.
他行了神迹，
He supplied the need financially where I didn't think it would be possible.
他为我们供应了财政的需要，因为我本来以为是不可能的。
By the end of that week, we had found a new contractor who was a born-again Christian man.
但是在那个周末，我们就找到了一个新的施工的团队，是一个重生的基督徒。
He let us work alongside the men of our church, work alongside with the men of his work so that our costs could be kept down.
他让我们教会的很多的弟兄跟他们的团队一起工作，好让这个整个费用可以降低下来。
And we, together with this contractor, built the building.
我们跟这个施工团队一起重新合作，我们就建好了新的教堂。
At lunchtime, we would all stop, and the ladies would bake food for us, and we would eat, and then we would sit around the piano and sing together.
而在午餐的时候，我们就一起。跟那些姐妹们坐在一起，她们为我们做午餐，我们也一起在钢琴旁边一起赞美神。
That contractor is still my friend to this day.
直到今天，那个工队那个工人仍然是我的朋友。
And I look back and I say, exceeding abundantly above all that I could ask or think.
当我回想这件事的时候，我看到神答应我们的祷告远远超过我们所求所想的。
And perhaps it's the ceaseless praise that brings the overcoming.
也许就是我们不断的赞美带来了得胜。
Now, enough of me. Let me just, in closing, give a couple illustrations from the Bible.
所以我不再讲我自己，但是我就是要从圣经里给大家一些的劝勉。
Our experiences are good.
我们的经历是非常美好的。
And I think we're taught in the Bible to tell what God has done and tell the coming generation what God has done.
我相信圣经也告诉我们，神为我们所做的，还有为未来的世代所做的。
But the real basis of our faith is found in the Word of God.
但是我们的信心的根基是从神的话而来的。
Not in my experience, not in your experience, not in Sister Robinson's experience.
不是根据于我的经历、你的经历或者罗炳生师母的经历。
So if you would think back with me to the book of Habakkuk in the Bible,
所以，如果你跟我一起翻到哈巴谷书，
in the first chapter, Habakkuk complains to God.
在哈巴谷书第一章，他向神抱怨。
Now, I don't know that that's necessarily a good idea,
我不知道这是不是一个好主意。
but it is good to be honest with God,
但是跟神诚实是好的。
because He really knows how you feel anyway. And here Habakkuk expresses it in the first chapter. He says, How long, O Lord, must I call for help? And you do not listen.
因为神真的知道你心里一切的感受，所以哈巴谷向神埋怨说：“耶和华呀，我呼求你，你不应允，要到几时呢？”
How long do I have to cry out to you that there's violence, but you don't save?
我因强暴哀求你，你还不拯救，要到几时呢？
Lord, why do you tolerate wrong?
神啊，你为何看着奸恶而不理呢？
So you can see that he had a hard time, did Habakkuk?
所以你看到哈巴谷，他在一个难处当中，
The whole people of God were in disarray.
整个神的百姓，他们都走岔了路。
Talk about walls broken down. Talk about disappointments.
我们就是想到城墙被烧毁，我们百姓们多么的失望。
Habakkuk had it all over the place. Keen disappointments, failures.
哈巴谷看到全地到处都是让他失望的，他们的君王，他们的领袖，
And he didn't seem to be able to get an answer from God.
而他从神那里也没有得着答案。
He prays and he prays and he gets no place.
他一直赞美，一直赞美，也没有得到任何的进步。
I won't read the whole book, but in that third chapter, there comes an answer.
但是在哈巴谷书的第三章，答案来到了。
And his conclusion in verse 17 of the third chapter is, although there are no figs, they're all dried up.
在哈巴谷书三章17节告诉我们，虽然无花果树不发旺，
There are no grapes on the vine.
葡萄树不结果，
There are no olive crops.
橄榄树也不效力，
The fields have no fruit at all.
田地不出粮食，
There are no sheep in the sheep pen.
圈中绝了羊，
There are no cattle in the stalls.
棚内也没有牛。
Now that's poverty.
这就是这样的贫穷和荒
That's
凉，
like going back to Ziklag and finding nothing there.
就好像回到喜格拉，发现一无所有，空空如也。
I've got no money.
我没有钱，
I've got no prospect to earn any money.
我也没有力量可以再挣钱，
It's all gone.
一切都没有了，
I'm ruined.
我完全被
What am I
毁
going to
坏
do
了。
next? It's like a big hole in the ground.
我该做什么呢？我地上就是一个深深的大洞。
But in that situation and in that circumstance, not after the fact, but in the middle of it, this is what Habakkuk says he would do.
但是就是在这样的状况中，就是在这样的环境中，而不是在这个环境之后，哈巴谷说他要这样做。
Verse 18, he says, I will rejoice, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in the God of my salvation.
18节说：“然而我要因耶和华欢喜，因救我的神喜乐。
I don't see anything, but I'm going to rejoice anyway.
”我没有看到什么好事发生，但是我仍然要喜乐。
I'm going to praise him in the good times, but I'm going to praise him in the bad times.
在好的时候，我要来赞美神；在不容易的时候，我还要赞美神。
And I may not feel like it, but yet I will. I put my will on the side of doing what God commands me to do, whether I feel like it or not.
虽然我感觉不想要赞美神，但是我要把我的意志放在神要我做的事上，我就是选择赞美神。
Job had the same experience.
约伯也有同样的经历。
You're all familiar with Job's setback. He had been so rich and so prosperous, and God had blessed him so greatly.
你们都了解约伯的经历，他曾经是这样的蒙福，他是这样的富有。
And then God allowed the enemy to take much of it back from him.
而神许可仇敌把他很多的东西掳掠了。
More than Habakkuk suffered, more than I've suffered, more than maybe anybody has ever suffered.
约伯所损失的超过了哈巴谷，超过了我，超过了很多很多人。
He lost 10 children in one storm.
在一个风暴之后，他失去了10个孩子。
All his wealth was taken away from him.
他所有的财产都没有了。
His body was afflicted from head to toe with boils and sores.
他从头到脚生长毒疮，他的身体也在受苦。
Now, what's Job going to do?
那么约伯该做什么呢？
Well, that's what the whole thing was about.
这就是所有问题的关键。
The enemy was present, and Job didn't know, but the enemy had gone into the presence of the Lord, and there was a battle going on, and Job was the battleground.
在天上，仇敌来到耶和华的面前，有这样的征战发生。约伯并不知道，但是约伯本身就是战场的所在。
The devil said the only reason why he praises you is because you've given him so much.
仇敌说：“约伯能够赞美你，是因为你赐福了他很多。
Start to take away some of the stuff and you'll see he'll be like the rest of us.
你如果开始剥夺他所有的，他就会跟别人一样。”
And so the Lord allowed the enemy to afflict Job.
所以主许可仇敌来使约伯受苦，
And things were taken away.
他的财产被剥夺了。
Slowly but surely, Job was reduced to virtually nothing.
但是慢慢的，约伯被剥夺了一切的所有，他变得一无所有，
Even his friends and his wife turned on
甚至他的朋友和他的妻子都厌弃他。
him. They were trying to figure out what sin it was that brought this all upon Job.
他们就想说，到底约伯犯了什么罪，他变成今天这个样子？
There was no sin.
他没有罪。
Job's wife said, "Why don't you curse God and just die and get it over with?"
约伯的妻子说：“你为什么不咒诅神，离弃他呢
Job has a decision to make.
？”约伯必须要做一个选择。
I could do what everybody's telling me to do and get it over with.
我可以做妻子让我做的就是去死。
But the Bible says this is what Job said.
但是圣经告诉我们，约伯怎样说？
Job said, "Naked I came into this world, and naked I go out, but blessed be the name of the Lord."
约伯说：“我赤身出于母胎，也要赤身离去，但耶和华的名是值得称颂的。
Oh, it's easy to bless the Lord. When Job was with us at camp, he was joining right in.
”哦，如果约伯跟我们一起在营地参加特会，他会很容易的来赞美神。
It was easy for him to praise the Lord at camp.
在营地赞美神是很容易的，
But then he got home and he got all alone, and this all took place in his life.
但是他回到家，他一个人，而且这一切的灾难一起来发生了。
But nothing changed in Job. What he was doing at camp, he's still doing back home.
但是没有任何事让约伯改变，他在营地做的，他在家里一样的做。
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
耶和华的名是被的称颂的。
David is another one.
大卫是另一个例子。
The sweet singing psalmist who loved to praise the Lord and writes so much about it in his Psalms.
他在诗篇里写了这么多赞美神的诗篇，他喜爱赞美神。
But there was a time in his life when it wasn't so pleasant for him either.
但是在他生命中也有不容易的时候。
Where he was driven from home and family and friends and went out into the wilderness of Engedi.
他被驱逐到旷野，他远离了家人，远离了朋友，被在旷野逃离。
He had been anointed to be the next king, but it wasn't looking so good.
他虽然被高为下一个王，但是他的状况并不好。
The king had sent many men to chase him down and to kill him.
扫罗王差派很多人来追杀他。
And some men came out, some men that were not so fond of Saul, and they left Saul's camp and came over to David.
有一些男丁，他们不喜欢扫罗的统治，他们就离开了扫罗，来跟随大卫。
The Bible says that these men that came out from Saul, defected from Saul, were men that were in debt, they were in despair, and they were discontented.
圣经说，这些跟随大卫的男丁，他们都是一些欠债的、一些困窘的、一些有问题的。
Now that doesn't sound like a happy group of people.
这听起来不是一群很快乐的人。
In debt, despair, and discontented.
这些人是欠债的，是绝望的，是生活中不满的。
And now they've all come running to David.
现在他们都来投奔大卫。
David wasn't a whole lot better than they were, but he knew one thing.
大卫比他们的状况也好不了多少，但是
He
他
knew
知道
that
一件事，
no matter the circumstances, he could bless the Lord.
他知道不管在什么样的状况下，他都可以赞美神。
And so at that time, he writes a song.
所以就在那样的时刻，他写了一首诗篇。
A psalm written by David when these 300 men came out and joined his army.
当这300个人来投奔大卫的时候，大卫写了一首诗篇。
And this is what he said to them. Lesson one, you want to be in my army? Here's what you have to learn.
他告诉这些人说：“如果你想要投奔我，加入我的军队，第一个功课你要学的就是
He looked at these men and he said, Look, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
”他看着这些人说：“我要时时称颂耶和华，赞美他的话必常在我口中。
My soul is going to make its boast in the Lord, and the humble are going to hear thereof and be glad.
”我要尊耶和华为大。谦卑人听见都要喜乐。
And then he said, So, hey, you guys, magnify the Lord with me.
他说：“所以你们和我都当称耶和华为大。
Come on, get that sad look off your face. Let's magnify his name together.
”他说：“看呐，不要再愁眉苦脸了，让我们一起高举他的名。
If you want to be on my side in my army, you got to learn to praise the Lord.
如果你想要加入我的军队，站在我这一边，你要学习来赞美神。”
Forget your weapons, forget everything else. Praise the Lord.
不要再想用你自己的方法，你自己的武器，要来
And
赞美神。
then after he admonishes them, he ends by saying, I sought the Lord and he heard me and he delivered me from all my fears.
然后他在诗篇的末尾说："我寻求了耶和华，他就救我脱离了一切的苦
Praise opens up the doors to the glory of God.
难。"赞美打开了这条门，这道门通向神的荣耀。
God answers praise.
神回应了赞美，
God inhabits the praises of his people.
神就居住在他百姓的赞美当中。
That's why we need to learn to praise the Lord at all times.
那就是为什么我们要学习时时称颂耶和华。
The Apostle Paul said, Rejoice evermore.
保罗说要常常喜乐。
That was in Thessalonians and to the Philippians, he writes, Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, Rejoice.
那是在帖撒罗尼迦前书，还有腓立比书，他写给腓立比人说要常常喜乐。
And he just didn't write the letters and say the words,
他不只是写这些信，说这些话，
he actually did it in his life.
在他生命中，他就是这么做的。
In Acts chapter 16, when he was in jail in Philippi with Silas,
在《使徒行传》16章，他在监狱中，跟使的在监狱中。
they had been beaten.
他被人鞭打，
They were in the inner jail and they were put in stocks.
他们在内监里被上了木狗，
And it was midnight.
是在半夜的时候，
It was time to grumble and complain.
在那样的时刻很容易发怨言。
It was to say, if the Lord, if your Lord, if you're good, where are you? You don't hear my prayer. You don't hear us. You don't see us.
他们本可以说：“神啊，如果你是好的，你听应该听见我们的祷告，你应该救我们。”
But Paul refused all that.
但是保罗拒绝这一切。
He wouldn't open the door or give place for the enemy to get a foothold into his soul.
他不愿意为仇敌敞开门，让仇敌在他生命中有落脚点。
James says, resist the devil and he will flee from you.
雅各说要抵挡魔鬼，他就必离开你逃跑了。
And that's what Paul and Silas did there in jail. They resisted the taunts and the suggestions of the enemy.
那就是保罗和希拉在监狱里所做的，他们拒绝了仇敌的诡计。
And they began to praise the Lord as they prayed.
当他们赞美，他们祷告的时候，他们就开始赞美。
A life of ceaseless praise.
这就是一个不断赞美的生命，
Rejoice evermore.
要常常喜乐，
In everything give thanks.
凡事谢恩，
Aim to praise the Lord at all times.
要常常的称颂神，
No
一
matter
直
how you
称颂神。
feel, or no matter the situation,
不管你感觉如何，不管环境如何，
that is the way that I show my salvation.
这就是我显明我救恩的方式。
And as Paul and Silas offered praise, all of a sudden the Lord sent an earthquake.
当保罗和希拉赞美神的时候，忽然神就差遣地震。
And not only was that jail opened up and the bonds that were held, holding the prisoners were released,
不但是监门大开，所有的狱卒都可以被释放。
but none of those prisoners ran.
但是所有的狱卒都没有跑，
They all stayed where Paul and Silas were.
他们都留在保罗和希拉所在的地方。
They heard the praise, they heard the singing,
他们听见了他们的赞美和唱
they
诵，
heard the rejoicing.
他听见他们是这样的喜乐。
Somehow or other, it drew them to not run when the shackles were off and the doors were open, but they sat right in their jail cells.
有一种力量吸引他们，以至于他们不愿意跑离开这里，而是留在监狱里。
The jailer himself said, "Well, what do I have to do to be saved?"
狱卒他自己说：“我当做什么才可以得救呢？”
That night, Paul was at his house and was able to lead that whole family to the Lord and baptize them in water.
就在那天晚上，保罗可以把这一全家都带到主的面前，为他们施洗。
A church was started there in Philippi.
就在腓立比那里，就开始了一个新的教会。
That church was born in a jail cell.
这个教会是在监狱里出生
I
的。
think the first members of that church were all ones that were had once been in jail, but now they were in church.
我想，这个教会的会员最开始都是监狱里的狱卒，但是现在他们都是教会的会员了。
And God did a mighty work and left the church there in Philippi, all because a man chose to praise the Lord when it wasn't conducive.
所以，神在腓立比这里建立了一个新的教会，全都是因为有一个人在困难当中选择赞美神，
Because that's the way that God shows his salvation.
因为这就是神施行拯救的方式。
And so I don't know where you find yourself this morning.
所以今天早晨，我不知道你的状况是什么。
In 2 weeks, I have the chance to go back to Pilgrim Camp.
2个礼拜前我们有机会去营地，
And I'll be at camp rejoicing with others.
我跟大家一起赞美，一起喜乐。
In English.
2个礼拜以后，我
From
们
an
是英
English
文的聚会，
songbook.
我们是唱英文的诗歌，
But Jesus will still be there.
但耶稣仍然在那里。
And as we praise and worship him, I'm expecting that he's going to come to us.
当我们来赞美他的时候，我就期待他会临到我们。
And I think it's going to be easy to be at camp and to praise the Lord.
我想在营地赞美神是容易的，
But I got 2 weeks before I get there.
但是我还有2个礼拜才能去营地。
Some of you maybe have about 50 weeks before you get there.
你们中也许有些人要等一年才能够去营
But you
地。
don't have to wait till you get to Pilgrim Camp to praise the Lord.
但是你不需要等到去营地才来赞美神。
His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
赞美他的话要常在我的口中。
And so, wherever in the world you are,
所以不管你在世界的哪个地方，
use and learn to use better the weapon that we have been given.
要来尝试来学习使用神赐给我们的武器。
And praise the Lord in the Holy Ghost.
在圣灵里赞美神。
Let us offer a sacrifice of praise to our God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name.
让我们不断的以颂赞为祭献给神，这就是我们嘴唇所结的果子。
And if we learn to live that way,
如果你学习这样的生活，
we'll probably live a life of victory,
也许你就会过一个得胜的生活，
a life of overcoming,
一个得胜的生命，
a life of ceaseless praise.
一个不断赞美的生命。
Jesus, help us.
主耶稣，求你帮助我们。
Jesus, we can't do this.
主耶稣，我们不能靠自己做这些。
We desire to, but our flesh is sometimes weak.
我们愿意做，但是有的时候我们的肉体
And
软弱。
maybe sometimes we don't do as well as we'd like.
也许有的时候我们做的并不是我们渴望做的。
So instead of thanking and praising, we grumble or murmur.
所以有的时候我们不是感谢赞美，而是抱怨，
That comes to us rather easily.
因为这是很容易的。
But Lord, help us to remind ourselves of your word.
但是主，求你提醒我们你的话语。
And that as we learn to look away from our troubles and our trials and our failures,
让我们学习不看我们的困难、我们的难处、我们的
and
失
as we
败。
turn our eyes upon Jesus and look full in his wonderful face,
当我们转眼看耶稣，定睛仰望他的面容，
the things of earth grow strangely dim.
世上的一切都会变得黯淡朦胧。
And when we see you, it's easier to praise the Lord at all times.
当我们看见了你，我们就容易时时的来赞美神。
Lord, make it our story and our song to praise our Savior all the day long.
主啊，让这成为我们的故事，我们的诗歌，让我们整天整日的赞美神。
Because you tell us to, and it's right to do.
因为这是你告诉我们要做的，这是应该去做的。
But because also of the blessing that it is to our own lives and souls.
也是因为这会给我们自己的生命，我们的灵魂带来祝福。
So, Lord, in this class this morning, we pray that you will teach us, teach us, teach us.
所以在今天早晨的聚会里，主，我们请求你来教导我们，教导我
Holy,
们，教导我
Holy
们。
Spirit, we ask that you write these truths in our hearts.
圣灵，求你把这些真理写在我们的心板上，
To the praise and the glory and the honor of your name.
为着荣耀、赞美、称颂你的名，
And we thank you for it.
我们感谢你。
Amen.
阿门。
Thank you all for the opportunity.
谢谢你们给我这个机会。
God bless you. Have a wonderful day or night wherever you are.
神祝福你们，愿你们有美好的一天或者美好的夜晚。
Sister
Thanks.
Martha, it's all yours.
Thank you, Brother Ernie. Such a blessing. Oh, now we have to put it in practice.
现在我们要来操练了，
Praise the Lord at all times.
要时时的来赞美神。
Yes, we had the practice at camp, but now we had a glorious time. But now, whatever we're facing, we can take the lesson and praise the Lord.
是的，在营地的时候，我们有这样荣耀的时刻；但是在家里，无论我们在面对什么，我
Hallelujah.
们都可以来操练赞美神。
We have another friend that's going to pray for us. Brother Dan Schreck is with us this morning, and he'll close in prayer.
我们还有另外一位朋友，但 Shrek 弟兄，他要来为我们做祝福的祷告。
Thank you, dear Lord, for these lessons that you teach us, dear Lord. We thank you for the opportunities that you give us, Lord, to come together and worship you together and be encouraged together. We thank you, Lord, for the testimonies of what you have done in this conference time that we shared together, Lord. We thank you for your wonderful love. We thank you, Lord, for the focus that you give us on waiting upon the Lord and learning from you and knowing you better, dear Lord. Help us never to leave the simplicity of that, dear Lord, but to follow these examples that have been set before us, dear Lord, and the teaching that has been given to us, dear Lord.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，谢谢你在营地赐给我们这么美好的时间，谢谢你教导我们这些功课，赞美神，安静等候神，帮助我们不要离开这些简单的真理，帮助我们在家里一直的操练，把祝福带给我们。
Lord, help us to follow you.
主帮助我们来跟随你，
Help us to love you more.
帮助我们更多的爱你。
Help us to walk humbly before you.
帮助我们谦卑地行在你面前，
To always remember how much you love us.
让我们记得你多么的爱我们。
And how greatly you desire for us to draw near to you.
We thank
you, dear Lord. We pray that you will help us to walk forward. Knowing that you go before us.
And
that as we praise your name, you will prepare the way for us. And Lord, we just want your name to be glorified.
主，我们就是愿意你的名得荣耀。
Help us, Lord, to do your will.
帮助我们行你的旨意。
Help us to hear your voice from your word.
帮助我们从你的话语里听见你的声音。
And help us to follow.
帮助我们来跟随你。
Amen.
Sister Alice, maybe we'll sing Rong Yao, Rong Yao, Hallelujah. Can we sing that, Alice? Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Okay. Roya, roya, hallelujah. Roya, roya, hallelujah. Roya, roya, hallelujah. 基督已经得胜。Roya, roya, hallelujah. Roya, roya, hallelujah.荣耀荣耀哈利路亚，基督已经得胜，得胜得胜哈利路亚，得胜得胜哈利路亚，得胜得胜哈利路亚，基督已经得胜，基督已经。
Hallelujah. Rong Yao, Rong Yao. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We worship you. We worship you.
Lord God. Amen.
Lord, we bow before you.
主耶稣，我们在你面前下拜。
We thank you that you remind us to put to practice our praises.
我们谢谢你提醒我们继续的操练赞美。
Those that are suffering in other countries, those that are suffering in our own country.
在别的国家或者在我们的国家正在受苦的家人。
We know that we have this weapon of praise.
我们知道我们手里有这个赞美的兵器。
Remind us, Lord, help us not to forget.
主啊，求你继续提醒我们，帮助我们不要忘记。
We can continue to shout the glory.
我们可以继续的来大声呼喊荣耀。
We can shout our praises here below.
我们可以在地上大声的赞美。
In the face of every foe.
在每一个仇敌面前。
We thank you, Lord, for this refresher course.
我们谢谢你，主，再一次的提醒我们操练这个功课。
Help us go forward to put it in practice.
帮助我们继续的往前，继续的操练，实行出来。
That you may be able to be glorified among us.
所以好让你的名在我们的中间得着荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We covered it. A lot of territory. We still have 2 minutes. Every time Brother Ernie shouted glory,
每一次Ernie 弟兄大声呼喊荣耀。
Sitting beside him, I was shouting out in an unknown language.
我也坐在他的后面，我好像在用一个方言在呼喊。
So.It's wonderful when Jesus comes.
当耶稣临到我们多么的奇妙。
Already told my healing. When he shouted glory, healing power went through my body.
当我们呼喊荣耀的时候，有医治的能力经过我的身体。
I came home with a cold in my chest from air conditioning.
当我从营地回家的时候，因为空调的缘故，我的胸部有一些 受风寒，就是嗓子也不舒服。
But I remember to praise the Lord.
但是我记得赞美神。
And I felt healing virtue go through my body as I praised the Lord.
所以，当我赞美神的时候，我就感受到有医治的能力流过我的身体。
Oh, Jesus, this is the message for today.
哦，主耶稣，这是你今天赐给我们的信息。
Yet I will rejoice.
我仍然要赞美。
I will joy in the God of my salvation.
我要因救我的神而喜乐。
Bless these who have served us today.
请你祝福今天服侍我们的仆人们。
Reward Brother Ernie for the message.
求你祝福，报偿 Ernie 弟兄为着他的信息。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
Bless you. God bless you.
神祝福你们。